Monroe County is getting more inpatient detox beds to help people addicted to drugs begin their recovery. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has this report from a ribbon cutting at Helio Health.
Crews are still wrapping up work on a new wing of detox beds in a red brick building on University Avenue.
Just moving some file cabinets into place. Nothing very exciting, just some last minute finishing touches.
But for some people here, it is really exciting.
It just looks gorgeous, all the remodeling. It's beautiful here. All the beds, the desks. Yeah. It feels welcoming. It's just the bright color, it just smells beautiful in here.
Dana Hale is a counselor at Helio Health, and she's inspecting her office in the new wing. Community calls for an increase in the number of detox beds locally have been growing since last February, when WXXI reported that there were only 25 of those beds in Monroe County, all run by Helio Health, even as the death toll of the opioid epidemic was surging. Jeremy Klemanski, Helio's president and CEO, says those 25 beds have been full almost every night. Now, Helio's adding 15 more. But Klemanski says it's still not clear whether that will be enough.
It's kind of one of those things where until you build the capacity and see how it affects the community, it's hard to tell sometimes.
And even at the ceremony announcing the new beds, Helio workers were saying an inpatient detox unit should not be the first stop for people seeking recovery from addiction. They and public health officials in Monroe County say the first stop for someone looking to get into treatment should be an evaluation to determine what type of treatment, inpatient or outpatient, detox or not, is best. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.